Hi, we're back.
It's These Are Bad Movies.
I'm Amy Bell.
And I'm Amanda Ferriante.
And as of this recording, I still haven't been able to get Spotify to take our last episode as an upload. It thinks we dropped an album.
We did not.
We did not. So, we'll see what happens there.
Well, and of all the movies to like have to struggle to put up commentary on, Wonka.
I know. But today, we're going to try again. We're going to see how far we get along to posting this episode. We are going to do a movie that was my choice.
Yes.
Because I have an agenda.
How unusual.
I know.
You've never, Amy,
with an agenda?
Yeah. Do you want to say the name of the movie?
It's Gone Girl. Which I don't know a whole bunch about, actually.
I informed you that there's Full Frontal in it.
Yeah, I had just, like, I was not aware that there was Full Frontal until after picking the movie. So,
but I have it on good account that it's, you sort of have to try to see it when it's there.
So, what's the point even?
Scandal.
Oh.
People talk about, oh, so-and-so did Full Frontal in this
and
movie.
And that, you know, of course,
who,
that's the
You
scandal.
Know who really goes for it? Chris Pine in this other movie that probably won't make the podcast. Like, Outlaw King. Oh, my goodness.
Never heard of it.
It's good.
Yeah. And don't know that I could pick Chris Pine out of a lineup.
He's just one of the Chrises.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to watch this, and I'm going to wait until after the doodly-doos to drop what my agenda is.
That's so conniving and sneaky of you.
It is conniving and sneaky of me. But, listener, forgive us. Let's get to watching this movie.
Okay.
All right, we're back.
We watched it separately.
We did. So I have no idea what you wound up thinking of this movie.
I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I enjoyed it a lot, actually. It was well made.
I think Amy's character, Amy's Rosamund Pike in this instance, motivation got sort of squirrely in the back half.
Yeah, but it was still like, ooh,
it was
kind of rad.
It was still engaging.
It was.
It just wasn't necessarily, like, the motivations seemed wavy.
It was so much fun, though, to be surprised by, like, we did not realize it was a David Fincher film.
Nope.
Before watching it. And it was like, oh, okay. We did not realize that was it. I didn't know Neil Patrick Harris was going to be in it.
I did not know there was Neil Patrick Harris Full Frontal.
Yeah. And I did not know that, you know, Reese Witherspoon was one of the producers.
One of the producers, yes.
I didn't realize that.
And initially was going to play Amy before it worked through more production.
Wow. I mean, I think they cast it well.
They did.
I did not realize, I was pleasantly surprised to see it was Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross on the music, and then hilariously did not notice the music at one single point during the entire movie. Like,
yeah.
No music noticed.
And Tyler Perry.
Right, right.
I enjoyed him very much.
He was the lawyer, wasn't he?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, just all in all, excellent performances. Ben Affleck's character was interesting. Like, he was a complex human with, you know, parts that made you not like him and parts that made you did like him. And, like, you know.
And even though you didn't like him, you still didn't want him framed for murder.
Yeah. Like, it was just very interesting characters.
It's people playing at controlling each other. And so he was playing at control from the bottom in the back half.
Yeah, it was just, it was a fun movie. So let's do the plot. The plot is Ben Affleck and Rosamund Pike meet in New York.
They're into each other instantly.
Yeah, he's from Missouri. They have a nice relationship at first, but
she's upper class New York.
Yes. And her parents are authors that have made a series of children's books with, like, her being the main character, except a better version of her that she never could actually achieve what this character was.
This one didn't drop out of cheerleading. This one didn't fail and never make it to varsity. This one deserved a dog.
This one got married already.
Yeah.
Like, it was very, definitely she did not have an emotionally pleasant upbringing.
No.
And then his mom gets sick, and they move back to his hometown in Missouri.
This is after they've both lost their writing jobs.
Yes.
As part of the recession.
Yes.
And she's decided to give the majority of her trust fund to her parents because they need the money too, without consulting her husband first. And then they move to Missouri without him asking her first, and the relations are starting to go downhill.
It would have been fine. I just wish they'd asked. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's very just normal, blasé marriage problems.
Yes. But at the point, the movement of the film, that the thing that's interesting about it is when they're 5 years into their marriage on their anniversary, we're subjected to, oh no,
she's been kidnapped.
She's missing.
Yeah.
And it's weird.
Right. And they start to investigate this as a missing persons case.
It's initially unclear
what has happened.
And if Ben Affleck, the husband, did it.
Right.
Because he's acting weird.
And it's showing you her writing in her diary about how he's starting to get violent with her. And it's really disturbing.
He only uses her for sex. They're not in love anymore. She feels like she's been erased as a person.
She finally felt like she had to go buy a gun. But then you find out that none of it was true in the diary, and that she was basically
just mad that were true.
Yeah, that he was having an affair.
And was a dude.
Yeah, and wanted to get back at him, and was deliberately framing him for
because
her murder.
Because she was killed as a person because he erased her.
Yes.
So she was going to get him killed back.
Yes. So the police start to find the clues that she has deliberately left to make the disappearance look like a murder.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually finds the clues that she's trying to make her disappearance look like a murder
because
at the same time.
Every year for their wedding anniversary, she makes a little treasure hunt.
Yeah.
And this year, the treasure hunt is taking a turn for the nasty.
It's a shed filled with expensive high-ticket items that she's framed him as having, like, a wild spending problem.
Financial abuse, mm-hmm. and took out an extra life insurance policy out against her. And also, the clues indicate that he's been cheating on me the whole time.
Yes. And in the meantime, we're starting to see what she's actually up to. She's just on the run. She's changed her hair color. She's found some, you know, what she thought were some nice hillbillies to hang out with that wind up robbing her. So she changes her plan. Her plan was to kill herself, but apparently that plan went so far south she had to change it.
This is the motivation, like, huh?
Yeah.
And she's got a string of at least two prior boyfriends, romantic interests, that turned nasty. They were very controlling men. She's always attracted the stalker types. She's just such a pretty and vivacious young woman. And then it's like, was that what happened, or were those false allegations? Because actually she does that to people.
Yes. And it definitely looks like she framed one of her boyfriends for rape.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other boyfriend, ex-boyfriend, she has
something
framed.
Weird happened with them in school.
She's set him up to be a crazy stalker.
But then he's so in love with her
that he takes her in immediately when she shows up. And he finds out what she's doing to her husband.
Based on her husband being a very mean and abusive man, and yes. He really is mistreating me, and I had to get away. I was so scared. And he's like, okay, cool, but you chose me now. And so I'm going to give you a little bit of what I got years ago in our relationship because I liked it, actually.
Yeah.
It's very domineering and like, I'm not going to force myself on you, but you really should change your hair and get over all this trauma stuff real fast.
Yes. And she manages to use his security system to stage it looking like he's been holding her hostage.
Because she's been seeing the news reports of her husband that she's framed for her murder, and his sincerity and all his secret little signals of like, babe, I want you back even though I know you're doing this to me. She's like, oh, he's the man I married.
Yes. And so she stages the scene to look like she's been kidnapped, and then seduces this man that she's staying with.
Who's like, hey, I know I wanted to have sex with you real bad, but like, this seems fast.
Yeah. And she slits his throat in the middle of the act.
Mm-hmm.
And stumbles home like she's escaped from her kidnapper.
Yeah. And then they take her to the hospital and interview her. And the whole time the husband's like, liar, but I have to play a cool liar.
And he's terrified and he can't do anything. And it's so psychologically messed up.
And she's like, yeah, I killed a man for you. I'll tell you about it, but I have to know you're not wearing a wire.
Yeah, she makes him get naked and in the shower.
Well, she washes the gore off because they let her leave the hospital like that.
I don't think she was ever at the hospital. I thought she just stumbled home.
And then the police showed up, and then they were in a medical setting.
Oh, it was, yeah, it was like that.
Uh-huh.
That was bizarre.
Yes.
You're right.
Yes.
Anyway, I think also, like, they make quite a few points about, like, Missouri having the death penalty, and, like, she's trying to kill him with the law.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the funny things to me is, like, Ben Affleck and his twin sister, like, are from Missouri and grew up in Missouri. And his sister asks, does Missouri have the death penalty? And, like, no one who lives in Missouri would be confused about that. Missouri's just like, pew, 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 pew. They're like, competing with Texas for the number of executions.
I don't know what part of Missouri this was supposed to be mimicking. As far as, like, filming locations.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like that. I mean, I haven't seen all of Missouri. I wouldn't expect it to look like that, though.
I mean, I would.
Yeah.
It looked like they were off the river.
Oh, okay. Well.
Yeah.
I haven't seen a lot of Missouri. But no, the bits I have seen, I'm like, it didn't look like that.
Yes.
Limited experience.
Yes. Okay. Limited experience.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Missouri is just kind of a mix of a lot of things.
Okay.
But, you know, whether they filmed it in Missouri, I don't know. But well, it was believably Missouri.
A big part of it could just be the blue filter. A lot of, like, crime, suspense dramas get sort of a blue tint put on them. And I'm like, Missouri's not that blue. It doesn't look like that.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, anywho, did you have an inkling of why I wanted to do this?
My first guess was they stole your idea, dang it.
They stole my idea?
Yeah, for a novel of framing a husband for murder.
Oh, completely different idea.
I know they weren't one-to-one, but, like, they did a whole movie about this one. And then it was like, oh, maybe it's because this woman's name is Amy.
Didn't know that going into it.
I know.
Yeah.
Unless you'd heard it, perchance. I hadn't. That was the one thing. It's like, a movie about someone called Amy. Ah!
Yeah.
And then I think it's probably more messaging about, like, victims of sexual violence. And, like,
their lies.
Yeah.
The devious lies of women who make false claims about violent crimes.
Yeah.
So this one in particular, the reason I wanted to do this, Amanda, I just watched a documentary on Netflix. It's called American Nightmare.
Mm.
This woman and her fiance, I don't know if they were engaged yet. They were dating.
Mm.
And the documentary is excellent because they started off and they're just kind of interviewing the man. And he was like, we were woken up at 3 o'clock in the morning. Strobe lights in our face, calm music playing. They zip tied us and took her.
Mm.
And they put it like taped off a box and made him sit in this box.
That's very Golden State-esque.
And made him just sit there until they got money for ransom. And like as the story is unfolding, like it's clear that the police think he's killed her.
Mm-hmm.
And that she's dead. And you're starting to think that, like, well, the boyfriend did it, you know. And then it comes out that they receive a phone call from mm-hmm. from her. And she's like, I'm kidnapped, but I'm well, you know.
Mm.
And so then they start trying to find her. They're still suspecting him. And then the kidnapper drops her off at her parents' house.
Mm.
And the police turn on them. And everybody just keeps saying, haven't you seen the movie Gone Girl? And so then they start investigating how this woman has faked her own kidnapping.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, this turns out to be a serial rapist.
Mm-hmm.
He tries to take some other people. They blew up this couple in the media, and like the police held press conferences about what a waste of police resources they were. And constantly detectives were saying, like, haven't you seen the movie Gone Girl? And it turned out this guy had started as a peeping Tom,
mm-hmm.
had graduated to kidnapping somebody, but then let them go because he felt bad about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, he took several people and he raped several people. Mm-hmm. And, like, even, like, the more things were being revealed, like, they just didn't believe anything the woman said.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't believe anything that they wound up getting married.
Like, yeah.
This...
Well, a lot of people who shouldn't be together end up together. Like,
what are you talking about?
I'm thinking of my experiences with criminal defense.
None of these people did anything.
Yeah. But, like, as far as, like, the police perspective of, like, yeah, they got married. Okay. Continue as you were.
I was basically finished and I'm very confused.
Oh. Like, that them getting married would be a surefire, like, oh, no culpability in these two. They love each other.
It would be or wouldn't be?
From the police's perspective.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be, because when they decide they don't like someone, the evidence for them liking them is evidence for them not liking them, and vice versa. Like, the police choose what version they want.
Yeah. And what wound up happening was, like, a police officer in another jurisdiction found the guy's car with all these tools of kidnapping.
Mm-hmm.
And then went and tried to hunt them down. And the law enforcement were fighting this other police officer, mm-hmm. who was trying to find what she found items that hardcore indicated that someone had been bound in the trunk of this car.
Mm-hmm.
And she was trying to find the victim. And this other police department had the victim, was not looking for the perpetrator.
They're not detectives.
Uh-uh.
They're not. They're enforcers.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're law enforcement officers.
But, okay, so when we talk about, like, this stereotype that women lie, that women lie about sexual assault, that women lie about domestic violence, that women lie, it is a pervasive stereotype.
Mm-hmm.
People, like, victims get prosecuted mm-hmm. for reporting.
Yeah. Individual women may lie for the right, if the motivation is there. But by and large, like, the sexual assault is happening at the rates being described.
Yes. But every single time it gets reported, their default is to think, I've got the one that isn't real. They treat all of them like they mm-hmm. found the one that isn't real.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I'm actually really disappointed that this movie was so fun and good.
Yeah.
Because, like, this very complex story of this female mastermind that's just out to get her husband
mm-hmm.
is a really dangerous narrative, actually. And this movie in particular nearly let a serial rapist walk free and a woman get prosecuted for her own rape.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I guess the author initially had mixed feelings before publication of, women are capable of
yes!
things. Women are just as capable of being bad and doing bad things as men.
And
but also, this is sort of, they're out to get you.
Right. But on the other side of that coin, it's really exhausting to have these stupid derivative female characters in mm-hmm. movies. And you want, like,
sometimes you want them to go a little buck wild.
You want a villain. You want to be the villain.
Guys
sometimes
get to be crazy all the time.
But that's the thing. There aren't movies where the man is a supervillain and you're like nobody watches James Bond and be like, oh, you're a billionaire. Where's your Shark Tank murder?
And what are you going to, where's your death beam?
Yeah. Where's your volcano lair?
Yeah.
Haven't you seen Bond?
Mm-hmm.
People like you have volcano lairs. Like, people don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
People don't do that. People don't see a ridiculous caricature of male evil
mm-hmm.
and, like, apply that to
when there are abusive male characters in film, it's not all men are like that.
Right, right.
He's just a bad guy.
Right. And so, as a woman watching that movie, and the book was very popular beforehand too, and women loved it.
And allegedly, haven't read the book, the Amy character was more nuanced in the book.
I mean, that's to be expected.
Yeah.
That's to be expected. Just the film adaptations are difficult. And I think they did a very good job of trying to give a little bit more nuance there with the diary.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't get a good internal dialogue a lot, and that's where you miss a lot of the mm-hmm. nuance. But with the diary and the talking out loud with your inner voice mm-hmm. was kind of nice.
Well, I did this to him and he still wants me back? Wow. Well, I guess I want him too now.
This is the man I married.
Yeah.
No, and I mean, that is clear over-the-top caricature.
Mm-hmm.
That an actual police department, the FBI got involved too, and they were saying, haven't you seen the movie Gone Girl?
Mm-hmm. Well, and from my experience, which was limited, about 2 years, one of our winning defenses on a case, which from my understanding of it, rightly won, was, yeah, but the complaining witness watched 13 Reasons Why, and it's a match for match of events.
Oh, gosh.
Actually,
so that can even happen! Like, it's, but yeah. You can't default to that, and they just default to that.
It wasn't the single bit of evidence, though. Other stuff supported that. There were receipts, timelines. They tracked down all the different people who were at, you know, the event where the crime allegedly happened, there was actual standards around interviewing the complaining witness, which were not at all depicted in this movie.
Well,
right?
And actually, I think something to point out here, I'm guessing what you're saying there is you were defending a man
mm-hmm.
against the allegations of a woman.
Of a child.
Of a child.
Yes.
Oh, sad. And the police took them seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And the onus was on the defense to find a defense for that
yes.
accusation.
Which
and
was...
you did.
Yes.
Because when there is a defense, your defense team can actually find that.
Yes. And a significant part of it was the story as told by this young teen girl matches significantly the events in 13 Reasons Why.
Oh my gosh.
And also all this other stuff that doesn't place him at the crime.
But this is the thing. There is a huge distinction between your defense team
mm-hmm.
figuring that chain out.
Yes.
And a detective assuming that.
Yes. And going through the legal precedent to actually be able to use that defense effectively at trial. The amount of hours of work that went into, I know this came from 13 Reasons Why. I need something backing me up, allowing me to say that in front of a jury.
Yeah. But when you're the detective, you can make that call
yes.
to pretend like you're part of a movie plot.
Yes.
At any time. And you don't have anything to back. You don't have to back anything up.
Mm-hmm.
And these stories, for whatever reason, and, you know, I feel bad for the author, actually. Because she knew that that was the type of thing people did. But I don't think she could have ever expected that there would be an actual rape victim.
Yeah. That's on law enforcement and
yeah.
the different stereotypes and biases they have. I mean, holy, like, individual people lie about all kinds of things.
Yes.
You know, just because individuals do doesn't mean that half of the human population as a given fact lies about that. You know what I mean?
I mean, yeah, but as you're like, what people say is basically it's the idea that every case is its own individual thing. That the opposite of that is that you can't look at a rape case or a kidnapping case and apply statistical data to how that played out, because you just have to look at the individuals here, and they just default to not believing the individual when
mm-hmm.
it's a woman
mm-hmm.
and believing the individual when it's a man.
Yeah,
for the most part, there are plenty of reasons why men are not believed too, having to do with
yes,
other factors.
But not believing, you know, women coming forward is the default.
It's pervasive,
which goes against the statistics
and
is not policing.
It's not policing.
It is policing as our country accepts it. It isn't crime solving.
Yeah. Yeah. And if the thing is, and when people try to make it sound like, you know, you just have to, they make it seem like you have to disprove the idea that she's lying rather than investigate what she says is truth
mm-hmm.
and then see if you can disprove the truth,
mm-hmm.
right? And that's a big, important distinction. And the thing is if you assume she's telling the truth and investigate as though she's telling the truth, if there's good reason for him to get off of the charge, it will come out.
Yeah.
Including just not being enough evidence that a crime happened.
Yeah.
Including that.
Yes. Which is why a big part of the movie was we need to find a body.
Right.
Because she's not around. We can't find her. But Also, we don't know for a fact she's dead.
Well, and you just get all these people that are like, oh, women can just accuse men of rape.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, they could, I suppose.
It's really but hard to verify that. No
one believes them. And without proof, like...
Well, and what constitutes proof?
Yeah.
Bruises can be obtained consensually.
Yeah. I mean, proof almost has to be, you know,
video
surveillance footage of, like, a white van yoinking someone off the street.
And screams of, I say no!
Yeah.
Like, which then have to be believed as credible.
It has to be pretty wild to get convictions.
Mm-hmm.
And even then, they're disappointing. But
yeah,
there is not an epidemic of men getting falsely convicted of rape. Not an epidemic of that. There's not. There is an epidemic of women reporting rape and getting prosecuted for wasting police time and yeah,
or just being ignored or further harassed.
Yeah. And I hate that having an interesting, complicated, cartoonishly evil woman character hurts people in the real world. That pisses me off so much.
Well,
like, this movie shouldn't be bad for why it's bad, but it is because people are bad.
The author didn't invent that archetype.
She didn't invent that archetype.
She made it interesting.
It was she made it fun. She made it...
It's entertainment.
Yeah. Like, it, you know, nice supervillain character that was fun and twisted.
It's the chess game of, I'm framing you for murder. Yes, and I'm being framed for murder, and I'd very much not... I'd like to avoid that. So come home, please. And then I'm home now. You gonna accept murder in your life? No, but I gotta play it cool because you're in my house.
And you murder.
So, like, it's a little dance we're doing.
Yeah, like, it's fun. And we should be able to have fun with stuff like that.
Without entertainment being pointed to as...
reason to not investigate a woman's kidnapping.
Mm-hmm.
It was an excellent documentary. It was an excellent documentary. And over and over and over and over again, in interview after interview after interview, the reporters, the other detectives, the people that tried to speak to the FBI, the parents, the victims, every single one of them sat down in an interview and said they were told, haven't you seen the movie Gone Girl?
Because everyone can pull that off. Everyone is a wealthy socialite.
Yeah.
With no day job.
And cartoonishly devious crime planning skills.
And a really wonderful access to resources to pull it off.
And, like, a wealthy ex-boyfriend you've strung along for decades.
Yeah, yeah. She had all these things, I'm sure. And... and it's
they missed the cartoonishness of it, and like how is that the creator's fault? It's but also
Batman,
it caused this problem.
Batman's Batman because he's rich. Joe, who lives next door, is Batman because haven't you seen the movies? like Iron Man can do it.
Yeah.
It's equally inaccessible to the majority of us.
But they don't hold those stereotypes of men.
Yeah.
They don't. Like, they don't.
Like, it's always...
Like, okay, if Hannibal Lecter had been a woman, there would
first of all, hot.
Yeah. Maybe. I'm just agreeing with
you. I know, you want to move past it.
Yes. Moving on.
So I said it.
Shut up. But if Hannibal Lecter had been a woman, I feel like there would be stereotypes around...
She just wants to control and possess
therapists,
men.
Right.
And, yeah, therapists are just predators.
Yeah.
And... Oh, what was I?
And women get into those professions to try to brainwash men.
Mm-hmm. It's all about using them and right. manipulating them.
But Hannibal Lecter's a man, so Hannibal Lecter's just an interesting character.
Yeah.
And we deserve to have
hot
interesting
female
characters.
Hannibal Lecter.
We deserve Amy from Gone Girl.
Yeah.
We deserve to be able to enjoy media like that.
Yeah.
And yet. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. It's no es bueno.
Yeah.
And, oh, there was some other comparison I was going to make that was going to be amazing, and I've lost it. But it moves me on to the other point. It's not the main point, but as someone who has been a criminal defense attorney, I very much enjoyed Tyler Perry's
portrayal of just delighting in the bizarreness of the case.
Yes.
Yeah, I did too.
Yes.
He's like, no, you all are freaks. This is fun. I'll give you a discount.
Because sometimes people are freaks and they need help anyway. And you can acknowledge that.
Yeah.
But the part of, yeah, she's murdered someone and you're off the hook, my dude. So I'm out. Like, good luck with that. Sayonara.
Maybe you should thank her. You're probably going to be rich now.
That is not the conversation I would be having in that scenario with my client.
But still delightful.
It's very fun to watch, but I'm like, my guy.
But he's like, I gotta disengage from this. Because, like, it could have eaten the lawyer's life, too. He's just like, nah.
Well, because at that point,
I'm out.
There was, what money was he gonna get out of it?
Right.
Yeah. But at that same time, like, you can still give parting advice beyond, yeah, good luck walking that tightrope, dude.
Yeah.
Like I've had conversations with people of like, hey, so in this scenario, you know your partner will stab you. Here's some things you should consider doing prior to that scenario arising a second time.
Yeah.
Like,
don't be in that house anymore. Stabbing could happen.
Some other legal avenues prior to criminal court.
Yeah.
Like, there's still some lawyering to be done, even at the point of Amy comes home.
I know, but it was very funny.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't know what you're complaining about.
Yeah.
Sounds like you came out okay, bye.
Yeah, as long as she decides she doesn't want to kill you anymore, like, yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Don't make her mad.
It was fun.
Don't make her mad, dude.
It was fun, and we should be allowed to enjoy characters like that.
Yeah.
We should be allowed to enjoy characters like that without being at risk of being treated like we are characters like that.
Yes.
Just for existing.
Yes.
Right? Nobody is like, men are therapists just so they can mind control you, then eat you.
Well, and it's
like, they don't do that.
It's so prevalent a perception and attitude, like, even, you know, stepping away from Gone Girl, like, Marilyn Monroe is a sex icon, so you can just treat her a certain way in public. Taylor Swift can be treated a certain way in public by fans. Dolly Parton, like, it's like the Who Framed Roger Rabbit. It's like, or whatever that cartoon character is. It's like, I cannot help it. I was drawn this way. Yes.
Jessica Rabbit.
Yeah, there we go. This is how I'm shaped. That doesn't mean something about my personality.
Right.
Which, again, like, can disproportionately affect attitudes and treatment towards women of color. Like, it's all.
Yeah.
So bad. And this is just one vein of it.
It is. But it's very extreme.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good documentary. It really was.
Yeah.
Going through, because it became a media circus, it followed the movie blow for blow, with the exception of she was kidnapped by a serial rapist.
For real?
Yeah.
Yeah. Which,
yeah.
Yeah, that's one instance, but gee, what a bad one instance.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
High stakes.
Yeah. And it was showing stuff like, you know, the cable news. What a piece of garbage these people are. I mean, they were unable to go out in public.
It's Dingo Ate Your Baby.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like it is. It's sad.
Every cry is a cry wolf.
Yeah, it's sad to me that these kind of stories about women backfire on women. And I don't like, we should be able to have cartoonishly villainous women to enjoy in media.
Yeah.
We should be able to have a female Hannibal Lecter in our media. Mm-hmm. We should, you know.
Well, because how many news stories and, you know, headlines doesn't necessarily accurately represent actual statistics, right? But how frequently do you see news stories of this woman decided to emulate her favorite movie psychopath? But you do see that with men.
Yeah, but maybe. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know what, like, you'd have to give me an example. I can't even think of a man doing that.
Joker.
What
like,
about it?
Like, people are like, oh, yeah, just the idea of I saw this disenfranchised person, so I feel disenfranchised, so I'm going to go do the extreme actions.
The Matrix.
Yes, right?
The Matrix.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was the Matrix they did that with.
Well, and like the Heath Ledger Joker with that shooter kid at the theater.
Oh, the Aurora shooter.
Mm-hmm. Right? Like.
Okay. All right. You've convinced me.
But think of a high profile instance of a woman emulating
a villainous movie character.
A villainous woman.
Yeah.
And, you know, reporting is different, but that seems like it'd be a hot story.
It was a hot story when they thought this woman did that. Yeah.
And she didn't.
Yeah.
So
anyway.
Men are exceptional is the lesson here. Men are exceptional and women are a monolith.
Yeah.
And not to be trusted.
Yeah. And, you know, how dare you enjoy villainous women media? I mean, I wonder if anything of like that has happened from like Killing Eve. Because that was a wonderful villain woman.
You know, there's some girlies out there who are thinking about it. Dreamingly.
Yeah.
But
I feel like more like wanting to get with her than to like be her.
Wouldn't it be so cool if I could have that power fantasy?
Yeah.
Of I do and get away with things that just aren't acceptable.
Yeah. Which everybody has.
Yes.
Everybody has that.
Power fantasy. But I'm probably not about to write a manifesto.
Right. Oy. 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 Can that be my Ubrick?
Yeah.
I'm just so frustrated. I am so frustrated that having interesting characters is turned against us.
Yeah. It's...
And I don't even know that this was the most standout, interesting, like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, it's not even, I don't even, like, this didn't become an instant favorite.
No.
I just enjoyed it.
It was fun. I've seen better.
It was well done. Yeah.
There are parts where I'm like, wouldn't work.
Oh, I know. It was a surprise. It was surprisingly better than I was expecting it to be.
Some of the cinematography was very effective.
And fun.
Yes. And iconic, even.
Yes.
Not all of it.
Right.
It was an enjoyable piece of entertainment. It was 2.5 hours long.
It was very long.
Yeah. And I guess they made a lot of cuts, which says something. So
but it was enjoyable. Yeah, it's a fun movie. It was a good.
You can recommend it to people.
Yeah, absolutely. And
yeah.
What's your Ubrick?
Ooh, I don't know about that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But you know, the impact of the movie was outsized to what it should have been.
Mm-hmm.
And that's annoying.
Yeah.
That's annoying to me. Like, I'm not over the moon about it. It's not the best movie I've ever seen. but I enjoyed it more than I thought I was going to. Yeah. It was more interesting than I thought it was going to be.
I remembered the other thing that I was going to mention.
Oh, go.
This baby trapping, right? The perception that it's like, you know, that's just a thing women do. Men do it too, y'all.
Yeah, baby trapping is...
Both sides can play that game.
Yeah, and baby trapping happens.
Yes.
A lot.
And
yeah.
From both sides.
And from both sides, I agree.
But the... By and large, like, you think about baby trapping, it's probably going to be like, oh, these women. Women be crazy.
Right, right.
Gotta hold on to and control a man.
Right, right. Which is hilarious because, like...
Men are just very important, okay? Just, like, respect
men don't,
their impact in society. Don't. Of course women want to control them. They're so important, they need to be controlled.
Statistically speaking, men are not necessarily going to fall for a baby trap. You're just going to have a baby without a man.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? Your mileage may vary.
Right. Yeah. Okay. I like that, too.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I do want to remind everyone that we're professionals.
Don't watch these at home.